And at 11 after 7 on AM Tampa Bay, we got our stories from the other room coming up now here with Natalie and Katie. News first.
I am going to go first today, and then Natalie will follow up. So there is a woman in Colorado. She has a chicken named Blue. It's always dressed up. She brings it everywhere with her, Home Depot, when she goes on her runs. It's the town knows the chicken. It's a very popular chicken. Unfortunately, the chicken's too. So a couple months ago, the chicken didn't seem right. It wasn't cuddling anymore. She says the chicken wasn't acting itself. So she used to be a vet tech, the owner of the chicken. She took it into the vet and found out that it had a congenital heart defect. So $10,000 she spent on the heart surgery for the chicken. Good news is the chicken is feeling a lot better and back to her normal self.
Wow.
What is that, like a transplant type of deal?
I don't even know. I guess she had pet insurance on the chicken too, but $7,500 of it wasn't covered, so she had to fork out $7,500. Doesn't say what exactly they did to the chicken's heart, but it was actual heart surgery.
I feel like they killed another chicken just to take the heart from that chicken to give to this other chicken.
That's dark. You know.
Hey, when I was a kid, I lived near a poultry plant, Rockingham Poultry.
No.
Where they slaughtered chickens all over the place, and we ate them.
Yeah.
No.
We ate them.
Well, what else
drumsticks.
Are you
do? I like chicken drumsticks.
Oh, I think you've told me that it was the worst smell ever.
Oh, man. Oh. It was they had 2 days. I remember one of them was Thursday, was the day they killed and slaughtered chickens. And the smell, we lived maybe 3-4 blocks away from there in Timberville, Virginia, was the name of the town.
The sweet little Colorado lady saved one.
Oh, man.
You didn't even need a calendar, Jack. You just Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Thursday.
It's killing day.
You could
dark.
Tell it. Whew, that was nasty.
I couldn't handle that.
Do you know how to put them out, how to take them out?
How to take a chicken out?
Yeah.
I do.
You can chop their heads off.
Oh, I thought we snapped their necks.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah. You just ring it up.
But I guess that... Jack's method is probably much quicker.
That works too.
Or you can ring him.
Yeah.
You grab him by the neck and just swing him around, ring him. And
you ever done that?
I haven't, but I have an aunt that used to.
I've seen it on TV, and I'm like, they make it look so easy. I don't know if I could just do that.
Oh, I know. My aunt used to get chicken. I mean, back then, you'd buy a live chicken. This is in Logan, West Virginia. Buy a live chicken and keep it in a little thing out back, and when she was ready for the... to make the chicken, go out and grab it and twist its neck, and boom, it's dead.
There truly are two types of people in this world. Women like this one in Colorado who spent $10,000 to save the chicken, and then the people who chopped the head off. This took a really dark turn.
PETA loves those videos.
Yes. Yeah,
yes, indeed. I'm sure they do.
I've seen it on 90 Day Fiancé, the show on TLC, when they go visit the other countries. Apparently, that's like super common. They just go to the markets and pick out a chicken, bring it home, and do all the work themselves.
I like doing that with lobster.
Yeah. I just go to Publix.
Yep.
There you go.
That's the best thing to
do.
Yeah,
that's good too.
Natalie?
All right, here we go. This is a little crazy. A thumb injury forced a gamer to retire at the age of 25. There's no word on what the injury actually is, but he has to step down. He was competitive in one of the world's top Call of Duty League. He was part of a huge team out of New York. I don't know. You know, it's kind of weird that there's no explanation of what happened to his thumb, but people are really upset. He announced it on Twitter. I would just like to know, like, what goes into that? How much was he making?
Probably a lot of money. They make a lot of money. If he was doing, like, streaming and stuff, it's ridiculous how much money people can make playing video games.
And he's on stage, like, with the check, and, like, it almost looks like a game show setup. Like, very extensive, but hopefully he recovers and can one day return to his gaming. But
from geekitis?
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, not arthritis.
He can't even hold the check anymore with his thumb being broken from the joystick.
Also, on the blog, we have some poopery. You guys know what that is?
Now we do.
Poopery?
Yes.
You know what it does?
I'm going to let you explain it.
I think so.
Well, you take a number two and you don't want it to smell, you spray this bad boy in the toilet beforehand. And like if you're out in public or anywhere at work and you don't want it to like, you know, stink up, this stuff is what you need to try.
It really is amazing. It works. Mm. I know it sounds gross, but I know you probably don't carry a purse, but if you have one in your purse, you're going to a party and you're like, uh-oh, just before you go spray. Everyone needs it in their house.
Wow.
And there's a picture of me and Jack on the blog showing him what it is, and he was curious, and we sprayed it. It smells good, and it looks nice in your bathroom. It's very pretty.
If I see a girl at a party handing off a poopery spray to another girl at a party, you just know.
We don't share. No, you don't let anyone know you have it. That's the move.
Because it's good stuff. You don't want to. You want to keep it.
Well, let's
change the subject, Jack. Change
yeah, let's talk about the weather. The Max Defender 8 meteorologist Lee Spann. We got lots of sunshine and temperatures in the 70s through the weekend, huh?